有土匪互相斗争，互相残杀，这都是恶修罗。这个恶修罗有的时候属于三善道，天人恶修罗是三善道，有的时候又把它列成四恶趣，就是地狱恶鬼畜生恶修罗。那么在三善道里头的，这就属于善性恶修罗，在四恶趣里边的，这就属于恶性的恶修罗。所以恶修罗，天上有天的恶修罗，人间有人的恶修罗。这个畜生有畜生的恶修罗，鬼道里头有鬼里头的恶修罗。所以这恶修罗啊，很多的地方都有。什么叫恶修罗呢？就因为他好斗争，斗争坚固，属于三善道的，譬如当兵的、当军人的，这是属于三善道的恶修罗，他常常作战。属于四恶趣的呢，就是做土匪的，那土匪他也常常用他的生命去换取金钱，换取一切他所需要的这个维持生命的物质，他用生命去抢夺这种的物质，这都叫恶修罗。那么这个呢，里边也都有前因后果的。所谓善有善报，恶有恶报，这就造成这个世界种种的这种斗争。所以恶修罗啊，在我们这个时候，这就是最多的。这个时候就是斗争坚固的时代，所以很多恶修罗我们这恶修罗啊，在天上他常常和这个地势天去斗争，他总想向地势天来夺权，把地势天呢推倒了，他去统理诸天，管天上的一切事情。所以他常常就和这个地势天去作战。但是地势天呢，他有神通，他能变化无穷。这个恶修罗呀，有多少恶修罗，他就能变化多少个地势有32个头有 无量无数那么多的手。所以这个恶修罗一看见这种的相，也就恐怕，也就恐惧，败走了。野天呢，上有个天鼓，天鼓的声音呢，就说啊，第十天一定胜，一定胜利，这恶修罗一定败。所以呀，这恶修罗一听见这个声音，也就生了恐惧心，所以败走了。那么有的时候呢，他呀不生恐惧心，那么也就可以和第十天来斗争，来作战。所以说天，这个天呢就是第十天，恶修罗就是这个有天赋没有天权的这一类的众生他呢，因为在阴地他不修德行只修福报，所以有天赋没有天权，没有权力。那么并且他非常丑陋，这个男的恶修罗呀就非常丑陋，女的恶修罗就非常美丽。因为男的恶修罗他在阴地的时候竟生一种嫉妒心，他因为妒忌心呢非常的重，所以他相貌就非常丑陋那么女的恶修罗呢在阴地他就常常修这个忍辱横，能忍他不愿意斗争，这个男性呢就愿意斗争。因为这个，所以这个女的恶修罗呢就生得非常美貌因为她常常忍辱那么这样子，她因为妒忌所以就非常丑陋她能忍耐所以就非常美丽，这是一种因果的关系。那么这个天呢和恶修罗来斗争的时候，就是作战斗战时，修罗败谬而退走。这恶修罗多数是败的，他屡战屡败，他斗不过这个第十天，因为第十天呢有德行他有福，有点天福，但是没有天权。第十天呢有天福又有天权，所以他常常败而退走。兵仗居于己土旅，他的兵和他的所带的这一些个兵器和这个居乘和这个鲶鱼比这个鱼这个鱼比这个车又好一点，赶这个鲶呢比这鱼更好一点，所以这都是以庄严来分别。即徒旅和他这个所有的这个眷属和所有的兵，一时穿逆莫得见。那么他来了到这儿作战，等他一退的时候，第十天呢也见不着他了他都会有这个隐身之术一退一败退的时候，他们就把形给隐藏起来了，所以莫得见。他们有这么大的能力。
有贪欲嗔恚痴，常能变化不思议。况诸神通无畏法，云何不能现自在？尸体欢迎有相王， 彼知天主欲行时，四化座头三十二，一六牙结具足，一牙上七尺水，清净相结湛然满，一清净池水中各其莲花妙岩石，彼诸岩石莲花上各个有其天玉女，细山记忆奏重要，而与地时相与乐，彼相回复舍本行，四化七星同诸天，为尽职弃七等，由此变现神通力，彼有贪欲嗔恚痴常能现此诸神通，何况既具足方便之，而于诸定不自在。这个男恶修罗就是非常丑陋，因为啊他虚敬这个嫉妒障碍，所以啊他形状就非常丑陋，那个嫉妒障碍的样子才现出来。那个在外边呢他就好斗争，和人呢和其他的众生来作战。赶这个女的呢，她虽然修忍辱恨，但是她那里头啊还是有一种嗔恨贪嗔痴还没有啊完全没有断，所以啊她升到天上去就做恶修罗女，以这个修忍辱的关系，所以相貌非常啊丑美丽，非常美丽，以这个贪嗔痴的心还没有断，所以就做恶修罗女，这个就和那个龙啊那种啊乘机借还，他也是啊乘机借还啊这种呢关系。那么彼有贪欲嗔恚痴，说这个恶修罗啊他贪嗔痴完全都具足，也有啊这个种眼欲心，尚能变化不思议，虽然他有贪嗔痴和这个眼欲的念头，但是他还能因为他修行啊，所以还能有变化不可思议这个境界，况诸神通无畏法，况且啊住于这个神通无所谓啊这个法门的菩萨呢，云何不能现自在啊，怎么说他不能现出这个自在的这种神通呢力量呢，他一定会现出来啊这个自在神通的妙用啊。实体还因这个能天主啊，三十三天这个能天主有相王，他有一个大相，大相王，这个大相王啊虽然是个相，但是啊也是啊有一种神通啊，彼知天主欲行时，他啊知道这个实体还因啊这个天的主宰想要啊到什么地方去的时候，他知道自化座头三十二，他自己呀就变现出他这个相啊，变现出三十二个头来， 一六牙皆具足，每一个象的头上啊都有六牙啊，六个这个大象牙。一牙上七尺水，每一个牙上都有七尺的这个水池，在那个象牙上。清净相洁湛然满，在那个象牙上啊，这七个池的水呀 每一个池啊都有那么四大海水那么大啊，那么在每一个这个池啊都是清净相洁的啊，那么很清的都满到那个象牙上边。一清净池水中啊，俺不要用这个凡夫的思想说，哦，象怎么会有那个牙能有那个上游这个池水，有水池子，水池有四大海那么大啊。俺们看我们这个地球上这个海呀，认为大，其实这很小的。那么在那个象啊，那个大象啊，那第十天那个大象啊，一个象就有我们这个比我们这个地球都大。所以呀，它一清净池水中，在那个池水里边，各七莲花妙严饰啊，又有啊。七朵大宝莲花在那儿庄严那个水池，比诸严饰莲花上，在这个每一个一朵莲花的上边，个个有七天玉女，每一朵莲花上头啊，站着有啊，七个天的玉女，啊，这玉女相貌也是非常啊，圆满。细山既要奏众，细山既已奏众要。那么这个每一个玉女呀，都会做音要，做天上的这个记忆这种音要。而于第十相与乐，来呀，这个令第十啊天生欢喜心。鼻相回复舍本形，这个相啊，它要是啊，变回来到它本来那个样子上，自化其形同诸天，它这个形象也和诸天是一样的。威仪进止系其等，它的威仪和进退进和止系其等，和诸天都是一样的。由此变现神通力，它有这种的变化神通的力量。彼有贪欲嗔恚痴，这个相啊也是有贪嗔痴和这个欲念，尚能现此诸神通，它都能啊现这个这样的神通，何况具足方便智呢？何况具足这个方便智慧这个菩萨呢？而于诸定不自在，他怎么会于这一切的三昧不能自在游戏三昧愿意怎么样就怎么样呢？他一定是会对一切三昧都得到一切的自在。秤极就是大小秤那个秤，极就是他很修行，很用功修行，戒缓他就不修行，不持戒律，秤极戒缓，着急的急，很着急的，就那个急，戒就是持戒的戒，就是他修行呢。大乘法他修行的很用功修行的，但是他不持戒，不注重戒律，他说那戒律没有什么关系，
a man and a wife and they prayed to heaven for a son, and a little while later they had a son, but he never talked. And when he was 8 years old, he's still going to talk. And what they didn't know was he was from the White Tiger constellation. And one day, the mother and father were really sad because their son wouldn't talk, and he was 8 years old. And so the son heard this, and then he walked up to his mother and he said, "Mother," and his mother fell dead. And then he walked over to his father and said, "Father," and his father fell dead. And the reason why they fell dead was because since he was from the constellation, he had so much virtue that, and he was so pure that they just couldn't, they hadn't heard words come out of such a pure person, so they just dropped dead. And so he didn't have any place to live, and he ate a whole lot. So he went out and tried to find a job, but he couldn't find a job wherever he went because he didn't have any skill. He was so little. And after a while, he came to a farmer's house, really rich, not farmer, but really rich man. And he was about 15 then, and he still hadn't found a job, but he'd managed to get enough food to live. And when he got there, there were 16 men or so working at building the rich man a log cabin. And it took 8 men to lift one of the logs that they were carrying around. And Runguay went over there and he picked up one log on one shoulder. And he hoisted another one up onto the other shoulder. And he just walked as stable as can be. And he didn't have to set them down and rest. But with 8 men, they were wobble-legged and they were had to set them down every 5 feet. And when the rich guy saw this, he hired Runguay right off and fired all the rest of the men. Because Runguay could do twice as much work in half the time, and he only had to pay one man. And what the rich man didn't know was that Runguay could do the work of 16 men, and he'd eat as much as 16 men would eat. But he still only had to pay one man, so he thought that was a pretty good bargain. And he kept letting Runguay do all his work, and he hired him for almost every job he had. And after a little while, it got winter, and Runguay would live out in this little hut that he had built, a little tent sort of thing. And it was really cold, and he couldn't fall asleep because he kept rolling over and turning over. And when the daughter of this man saw him out there freezing, she reached into her closet to pick out something that felt warm and throw it down to him. And she picked out this beautiful red sweater that was special because Father had bought it for her, and it always kept you warm. In the coldest weather, it made you warm. And in the hottest weather, it made you cool. So it was a magical sweater. And she threw it out, and she didn't know it was the sweater because it was dark. She just picked out something that felt warm. And when Runguay saw that, when he woke up because he was so cold, he saw that sweater, so he put it on. And the next day he was working, and he started taking off his little shirt and then his undershirt, and all of a sudden he got to the nice red sweater, and then he didn't feel so bad. But the father saw him and he immediately fired him, and he went right up to the daughter and said, "You've been seeing that man that I hired a while ago, haven't you?" And she goes, no. And her father said, "Yes, you have, because he had your red sweater on." And she goes, "I just threw him out a piece of clothing. I didn't throw him my red sweater." And she looked in her closet all over for the magical red sweater, and she couldn't find it. So her father just kicked her out. Just said, "Get out of the house. Don't want you to live here anymore." So she had to leave. And she immediately went to Run Gui. And Run Gui and her would lived in a house for a couple of years, but then Run Gui had to go to the army. And he was a really good fighter, because there was a really, really good general in the other side, which was Korea. And he was in China. There was a really good general over there. And he could throw a spear from 100 yards away and it would kill anybody. He could aim for one person and he could get him. But when he would throw spears at, like, Run Gui or some soldiers on Run Gui's side, Run Gui was so good with the bow that he would pull back his bow and he'd shoot the spear out of midair, and the spear would be deflected. And after a little while, the general got really worried because he couldn't kill anybody anymore. And none of the other generals on Run Gui's side would tell the emperor how good Run Gui was, because if the emperor knew about that, then he'd fire all the other generals and he'd just make Run Gui the only general in the whole fleet. So they wouldn't tell the emperor. But after a little while, the emperor found out, and he went down to battlefield to find Run Gui and tell him that he was the only general and fire all the other ones and make them colonels or something. And when he was riding along, there was a general of the really good general riding straight for him. And he got on his horse and he whacked his horse as hard as he could, and the horse started going as fast as he could, and he was galloping and galloping and galloping. And the general didn't have any sword, not one sword or spear or whatever. All he had was a knife. And then, thud, the emperor's horse got stuck in some quicksand and it was starting to sink. And the general came and he was going to throw his knife at him, or what he was going to try to do was he was going to try to reach out as far as he could and stab the emperor, but the emperor was 10 feet out. And then the general decided, well, I'll have to throw my knife at him. And he was just ready to throw his knife, and the emperor was just ready to take out his little knife and take a piece of his cloth and slit his finger or his arm and write out that the general had won and that China was his. And he was just ready to give him that, but then Run Gui came riding up. Since Run Gui was from the White Tiger constellation, he could have one of the hands of Guan Yin, which was the jeweled lance. And he made the big jeweled lance, he made it 18 feet long or so. And he went right through the general, and then he went right into the quicksand and picked up the emperor, who was just ready to sink. And his horse, too, went right under the belly of the horse and right through the general on the way. And he picked up the horse, the general, and the emperor. And he hoisted the emperor out and set him on dry land. And Korea lost because they lost their only general and their best general.
Ro. 修罗变化神，到金刚经海中里，海水至深，紧急紧期盼，手工须弥正其等。 这个恶修罗他有很大神通。 所以啊，说入恶修罗变化身，它会变化，变化一个什么样子呢？变化这个岛金刚际海中立，它脚踩到这个金刚际上，在这海里头，在这海里头就是脚啊踏到站在这海底的金刚那个地方，在海中立，海里边立的，它能现呢这样的神通。海水至深近七半，这个海呀、啊、是很深很深的，但是啊他站在这海里，至啊这海里啊只有半身，他这个身占一半，你说这个身有多高呢？手供须弥正七等，他这个头啊和这个须弥山啊是一样高的，须弥山有多高，他这个头就有多高啊，他有这么大的神通。必有贪欲嗔恚痴，尚能现此大神通，况复魔怨照世灯，而无自在威神力。比就是说这个恶修罗，这个恶修罗呀、啊、他贪嗔痴是完全没有破，他也有贪心，也有嗔心，也有痴心，所以说彼有贪欲嗔恚痴，尤其很重的淫欲心，尚能现此大神通。虽然他没有熄灭贪嗔痴，可是啊他在往昔修这个大乘的印，所以他也有神通，有大神通。况夫魔怨照世灯，况且啊能降服一切的天魔外道，一切的冤丑照世灯，这个照世的明灯，也就是啊菩萨啊，也就是佛，都叫照世明灯啊，令这个黑暗的世界都现出光明，而无自在为神力。他能没有这个大自在的大威神力量吗？他一定会有的，他一定有这个大自在和这个三昧的威神的力量啊，来救度一切世间的。天恶修罗共战时，地时神力难思议，恶修罗君众，随恶修罗君众数，现身等彼而于敌。天就是地是天，恶修罗就是恶修罗呀，王恶修罗众，恶修罗呀，君啊，共战时，这个第十天呢，在阴地 净达王想啊，打什么王想呢？啊，他想啊，把反对他的这个人都消灭了他，所以做帝时了，还有恶修罗啊，常常和他斗争。因为在阴地修行的时候他就打妄想，愿意和人斗争，那么升到天做这个天主了，还是有人和他斗争。帝释神力难思议啊，这个帝释天啊，他因为啊修了小小的德行，所以呀、啊，就有神通力。神通力也是不可思议的，很大的神通力，随恶修罗君众数。他呀，有什么神通力量呢？这个恶修罗有多少，他就能现出多少个身来和恶修罗呀作战。有一个恶修罗，他就现出一个身，他这个身呢啊，恶修罗不是大吗？他比他更大。所以呀、啊，这个世间上啊，难怪你以大呀来降服小。啊，这个神、帝释和恶修罗都是这样，都是啊啊，看看谁大，看看谁呀。啊，这个力量大，神通大，所以啊，恶修罗能以站到海里和须弥山一样高，咱们这个帝释天呢，啊，不但和须弥山高，和这个啊飞翔飞飞翔出天那么高，比他更高更大，所以啊，他。有一个恶修罗，他地势啊就变一个变多出来一个地势啊，和恶修罗那个军的数目是一样的，现神等比而于敌啊，现出这个神通来啊，和这个恶修罗有多少他也就有多少，一个也不多一个也不少啊，而于敌。每一个帝释天就和这每一个恶修罗来作战。故恶修罗发誓念，尸体欢迎来向我，必取我身五种斧，又是鼻重细幽脆。这四句啊，又要找一个人来讲一讲，看看哪一个先讲，不要我来叫啊，哪一个懂哪一个就讲。啊，还不会讲。郭福会讲。你可以找字典吗？字典上有啊。国修也懂不懂啊？再看看你们谁有神通。嗯，你也不懂，那恐怕没有人懂了，没有人懂啊，我也不讲，你一定要你们自己懂了才算。你们以为我不会问是不是？所以就不找了。
您跑到欧乌伦的图书馆又是去找什么东西？
记得讲的书好，
嗯，
不懂的可以来试一试看。
嗯，
诸佛修罗八世念，这就是说这些个修罗每一个修罗有几个思想，他想什么呢？他第二句说实体欢迎来向我，这个思想就是每一个修罗在战场的时候看了好像这个实体欢迎化身正是对他来，
他这个他想就不是化身的，他想是一个真的，
就是这个，他好像真正的实体欢迎的身体，而且就是实体欢迎这个维生力能化变化，为什么发这么多的化身，有几个修罗那么有那么多的实体欢迎那个将军愿意喜欢打仗的这个化身。第三句说必取我身五种苦，这又是修罗心里想着，他有这个思想，他心里想，哎呀，这个实体欢迎他的战力这么大，他一定会把我打败了，他会把我的身体用五种不同的这个好像线子或者绳子给我扶住，我不能跑，他这么厉害我就受不了，用什么呢？用什么给扶着？大概用那个绳子，或者用铁做的那个绳子，或者用电线，或者用什么的来给他绑着，就让他跑不出去。有是地重稀有碎，第四句就是说因为这个不是地重，是有是被重比重其优脆，因为这个修罗军从军队就恐惧害怕，因为实体欢迎将军，实体欢迎这个军队战力很大很多。
你们各位觉得他讲的怎么样啊？果童呢？问问他，看看他知道不知道。这个他也想知道，那个也想知道，这个真应该知道的他不知道了。昨天他知道有个恶修罗，他讲恶修罗，今天应该讲这五种苦啊。OK， 这等到明天呢，你们研究清楚一点，再来讲。今天就是这样子。谁还有什么其他问题没有？等明天呢，再解决这个问题。今天呢，不研究这个问题。明天呢，看你们谁。 查字典的法师啊，懂啊，是查其他的东西懂啊，或者查注解懂了再说。我知道这个华严书抄上没有这个，所以没有，到时候要知道怎么样讲。其他人没有什么问题啊？这个畜生啊，和这个俺们这三恶道的畜生不是一样的。俺们三恶道的畜生，哪一个畜生有神通呢？他这是都是有善根的，不过他有所执着，执着没有破，所以他就有神通，但是他还离不了这个他这个相身。他去门厄里肯，他去门杰里斯，他去门归，他去门安格，他去门 stability， 第四或他去门是 no blink是 touchment， 是 touchment， 是性根，是 have 32 this height， have 60 teeth， this really beautiful， touchment 在位，是 touchment 性根， you don't have 在 this beautiful things， 是 touchment 是 eat too much。还有营养性的事。昨天讲的五种苦是什么？我不是苦。不是苦。苦。拿出来。
在听说到有五种苦，可是我上去。在这个在这段经文不是太合适的，可是有这个可以这样。In the Buddhist dictionary, it says, this is just tentative translation.
I'm going to go down.
这个五种 请今天念三昧摩诃。Also that the Yingwei Zai Zai Zidian comes for Yurcho Yang Jie Yang Zi Fu Lo Dadia Jiga Fan Yu Zi Bala Bala the Isa Shi Liya, which is the Shoshi Wu Zheng Liya woman.追打是经经济面三百多位置可以说是这个
怎么呢怎么说是这个呢为什么要说是这个呢
我因为其他的就是不是太明白怎么样可以用就是这段经文
所以我还讲其他的这个五种福啊你可以分两种讲法诸恶修罗发誓念这个诸这个诸字啊就是所有的恶修罗它包括在内这叫诸当多字讲不是这个恶修罗姓诸是啊有很多的恶修罗可以这样讲法又可以说是啊就是一个恶修罗这又怎么样讲法呢这个诸字啊当一个讲不当多字讲为什么当一个讲呢那么这个恶修罗是一个一个的这个诸字呢咱们拿它当了语助词用语助词啊就可以当诸字讲所以啊也可以说是一个恶修罗也可以说是多的恶修罗这是啊没有定法那恶修罗发誓念他生出这么一种念实体欢音来向我呀所有的恶修罗都生出这么一个念头说、哦、这个实体欢音现在他来呀对着我来作战来了啊这每一个恶修罗都是啊见着啊这个地实体欢音来呀、啊、和他来作战所以啊这可以当啊一个多字讲那么又啊各个恶修罗都见着实体欢音来对着他啊来作战所以啊这也可以当一个讲必取我身五种福这个可以说是啊五种的这个力量但是不是这个信尽念定慧这个力量是贪嗔痴慢疑这五种的力量那么因为恶修罗呀他就仗着这个贪嗔痴慢疑来呀和其他的这个人来作战他要没有这五种了呢他就没有力量了也没有能力来作战了啊那么这个第十天呢他有神通 恶修罗也有神通，可是恶修罗的神通啊，就敌不过地赤天这个恶修罗。那么恶修罗战败了，一定就要投降。投降，昨天呢，这个是果离说的吧？说是这个五戒啊，杀盗淫王酒，把这个恶修罗给绑上了，不错了，降服了。第十天一定要的，就叫他受五戒啊，用这个杀盗淫王酒这五戒呀啊，来把他捆起来了啊，叫他没有那么不守规矩了，要守规矩了，也可以这样讲法。由是彼众系忧悴呀，因为这种关系，他要失去他的这个自由了，好像失去他这个不守规矩的这种行为，要守规矩啊，回得呀更有厉害的惩罚来罚他。所以说，由是因为这个，啊，由是因为，是，因为这种的这个不自由的关系啊，彼等彼众，那个恶修罗这一切众啊，系忧悴，他们都忧心啊入分了啊，就是忧愁的，就好像火烧的那个样子，哎，叫忧悴。他相貌啊也都枯干了，枯槁了，因为忧虑啊，就令他们啊，年轻的恶修罗也都老了。第十现身有千眼，手持金刚出火焰，佩甲持杖极威严，修罗望见显退伏。彼以微小福德力，又能吹破大怨敌，何况救度一切者，具足功德不自在。这个第十天呢，和恶修罗作战的时候，他现这个身，身上有千手千眼，手持金刚出火焰，他手里啊拿着一个非常大的这个金刚宝杵，这个金刚宝杵犹如须弥山那么大，在这个宝杵啊放光，出一切的火焰，披甲持杖极威严。他身穿的这个宝甲啊，执着这个兵器啊，极威严。他现这个样子啊，是特别威严的。修罗望见显退伏，这个恶修罗啊，见着即使这种的法相啊，他就啊害怕了，就啊赶快退，赶快跑了。彼以微小福德力，这个第十天呢，啊，十提欢音，他的这个福德呀，啊，很微小的，啊，这个力量，又能吹破大怨敌。他尚且能用这个神通来呀，摧服他一切最大的这种怨敌，和他作战的这个恶修罗，何况救度一切者，何况行菩萨道，他救度一切众生的这个菩萨呢，具足功德不自在，他的功德呀是很大的，不是那个微小的。他我功德很大很具足的，他岂能不自在呢？ 他怎么会不自在呀、啊、得到自在这个三昧呢，他一定是有这个得到自在三昧的这种功德了。